Passage D. Daily, year in and year out, Londoners tread the streets of the city, and many think of it as a place of exchange and trading and nothing more, full stop. On such a day as a bank holiday, however, when all the offices and warehouses are closed and the traffic has ceased, the familiar buildings with their blackened walls are seen as something more than centres of business activity, full stop. Many of them stand out as almost priceless treasures because of the beauty of their architecture and their interesting history, full stop. The ancient monuments make the very name of London seem sacred, full stop. The, quote, square mile, unquote, as the city proper is called, is one of the richest places in the world. But how many of those who work there day by day realize how old it is? Or try to imagine what it was like in the Middle Ages? Before the Great Fire of 1666, it was mainly a timber city. Only the churches and the larger houses and the halls of the city companies were built of durable material, full stop. No stone is produced in the immediate neighbourhood, so this material has to be brought from a distance, full stop. The earlier builders used excellent stone found in quarries a long way off, some of these being situated on the continent. But from the end of the 12th century, stone from Surrey was a favourite substance, full stop. After the Great Fire, the city was largely rebuilt in brick, although stone was frequently employed, full stop. Very few of the timbers in use in those days still survive, and the areas where they are to be found are confined to the parts of London which escaped the conflagration, full stop. The timbers, which still exist, are wonderfully ancient and rare, and this fact considerably increases their value, full stop. They are monuments to the greatness of the city, which was important at a period when Europe was undeveloped, and many towns now famous had not even been thought of, full stop. There is a crypt to be found in a city church, which dates from the latter part of the 11th century. And, although it has been partly rebuilt, it is still of unusual interest, full stop. The Temple Church dates from about the year 1200, and although it has been partially reconstructed, still it retains one of the original doorways, full stop. The Great Fire destroyed or seriously damaged 86 parish churches out of a total of 107, and 51 were rebuilt, full stop.